If you didn't think these boys could get any busier, Cliffo, they host the late night show here on Hit. They host, you can hear them on the weekend. They do weekend breakfast. Jimmy and Nath are also now doing a podcast, Born Funny. And to tell us all about it, they join us. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome to two people who officially have no lives.
Yeah, so we're also doing nights with Abby Chatfield at the moment as well.
I have a bone to pick with you, Jimmy, in particular about this.
Yes, Bronte,
okay,
how are you?
So I've known Jimmy Cliffo for a very long time. We were both street teamers back in the day.
Sorry about that, Langers.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows, guys, the way it's going could be back in that promo car, back in the thunder before you know it.
We're still doing promo stuff on the weekends. We're still driving the cars.
I never got a foot rub, but the amount of bloody foot rubs that I'm seeing you give Abby Chatfield, what is going on there?
Look, you know, we're all about team chemistry. And Nate's obviously engaged, getting married next year, single one of the show. I put my hand up.
That is a load of crap. He has been my best mate for 10 years. We've been on air for 10 years, Bronte, yeah. Cliffo.
Nothing?
Not one foot rub for the big guy.
Priorities.
Not one. Abby wanders in, gets a foot rub, feet on the desk.
Yeah.
Must
Nath,
be nice.
Have you seen your feet, mate? They're like little hobbit feet with these like brown nails. And
no, he has this weird thing at the moment. That thing on the side of your foot is disgusting.
Yeah, get that checked out.
What is it? It's like a bunion?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, mate, but it's got its own life form.
It's not well. His feet are. They're awful. I nearly swore.
Born funky feet.
That's carrying the Hit Network on your backs, boys. No wonder your feet are sore, all the things that you're doing.
I don't know why we keep saying yes to things.
We have a real problem.
I don't think you could say no to this podcast because the question you're asking, I am genuinely interested in. So it's called Born Funny. You can have all these comedians join you. And I've often wondered this. You're asking and you're trying to get to the bottom of the question, are you born funny or is it a learnt skill? And what's the answer?
So the funny thing is, so we ask the question, so it's the funniest people that we can kind of come across. Some of these people stand up, some of them are comics, they make videos, some of them have TV shows, some of them even have radio shows. Yes, some of us are funny, who knows? but the best is, Cliff, is when we ask them at the start of the podcast, do you think you were born funny? And then we go through like the chronological journey of their relationship with humour. And by the end, they actually change their answer, which is very interesting. So some of them think they were born funny. Like I think Matt O'Kine is our next episode for next week. And straight away he goes, yep. And then by the end of the podcast, completely changes his mind, which is wild.
What were you two both going into the podcast thinking? Was it different per guest or did you both kind of have a universal thing of like, yes, you're either born funny or you learn to be funny?
I think like when Nathan and I first started, the whole idea was like, you guys probably get it. Like we interview people for a living. So like Nathan and I were always fascinated with, is this something that you learned or is it something that you come across? Mm-hmm. I mean, Brody, you know, like on the street team, we work with so many people, like shout out to Bree, who's doing great things over in New Zealand. Like, but I remember having this conversation with so many different people. And I think Nathan and I were like, it depends on your circumstances. Like I think some people are born, I don't think anyone's born funny. I think they're born performers.
Yeah.
So then, you know, they're the loud, obnoxious people. There's people born quiet. But I think in both things, you end up learning how to be funny.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that because I like to think that you don't have to be born funny and that you can just work bloody hard and, you know, become every day.
Yeah. try.
Guys, there's something we have to ask you about before we wrap it up. We've gone kind of big on TikTok in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some of the stats, Langers. Like,
yeah, I mean, you guys have probably seen the video. It's on everyone's For You page.
Just remind us if we had missed it. What was it again?
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically looking at the concept of having a boy look versus having a girl look. Now, Nath, you're engaged, as we mentioned. I'm sure there are times when your fiance...
Just quickly, I'm on it right
now.
Is this one?
Oh, yes.
No, just, opened his TikTok.
I just opened
video.
It was there.
First video.
It was there.
You lie. Do you believe in the whole concept of, like, boy look, girl look... Surely as boys.
Absolutely, Langers. I I have what's worse than a boy look. I have what's called a Nath look, which is where I don't even bother. I don't even bother looking. And then I'll go to my fiance, Meg, or I'll go to my other fiance, Jimmy, and I'll say, I can't find it. And they will say, the often response is, did you look? And most boys will say yes, whereas I'll go, nah, because I know that I can't find it. So there's actually one step worse than having a boy look. It's called having a Nath look.
That's good, Nath. I appreciate the honesty of just being like, nah, didn't look.
All right. We actually think this has got legs. Like, we need to set up a maze or something and then send boys in. Bronte and I will stand out the front with a clipboard.
That is good.
Come up with our stats.
I'm going to steal that for our shows.
Don't do it. You hear that or not, we will riot.
Yeah. I'm texting. Oh, Abby loves it. Abby loves it. We're going to do it.
No, keep her feet out of this.
We're starting a new podcast on Listener. Girl look for boy look.
Guys, so pretty much turn on the Hit Network and you're going to hear them. They're nights, they're weekends, they're on Listener as well. Jimmy and Nate, love you, boys. Don't steal our ideas. Yeah. We don't have that many.
We promise we won't. Cliffo, Bronte, we love you. Good on you, guys. Go and listen to Born Funny, everybody.